I spoke about the three games that we had, which were Brentford, Wolves, and then obviously Aston Villa, which is three tough matches. And we spoke about making sure we try and keep ourselves connected with the playoff challenge after those games. We're still 3 points, we're in the same place as we were before the games, which probably leading into them. Obviously, I don't know how well we're going to play within them, but if you probably offered me that before it and with 13 matches to play, I might have took it. So I think we're in a position now where we've got 13 games. We can't pay attention to the teams that are about us and start looking at tables and hoping results go away. That's gone. What we need to do now is we've got 13 matches, we need to win as many as we can.
Listening to Ben Pearson speak after the game on Tuesday, he sounded like if I was a press and fan listening to it, I'd be thinking, my word, this is a group of players with a bit between their teeth that believe they can do it. I mean, do you see that as well? Do you sense that from your players?
Yeah, that's exactly what we know. We've got a fantastic opportunity to go and try and get ourselves into the playoffs. There's another four or five teams that will think the same. With how well we've played in some of the games this season and how well we've acquitted ourselves lately. And we're starting to hopefully get bodies back. And I know there might be a couple of suspensions and different things between now and the end of the season, but I think we've shown we've got a strong enough squad to be able to cope with that.
What do you think could be the difference this season to last? Now, I appreciate you've not been here in previous seasons, but the club has kind of flirted around with playoff challenges but not been able to go over the line. What can be the difference, you think, this year?
I'm not sure I totally agree with that, though. I think last year he's had a poor start. He's made it up. He was never really, for me, going to threaten to get into the top six last year. I know some people might disagree with that, which is fine. I think we're much more in contention this year than what he's were last year, because we've been round about where we are now for a long period of time now. Whereas last year, obviously, you had to make up a lot of ground, and you went 17 games like we have. I think we won defeat, and you still never really got near to it. Whereas I think the other night during the Aston Villa game, if all things been equal and it finished at some point in the game, we would have been in the playoffs. So that's how close we are at the moment.
And when you look at the successes that you've had at previous clubs and promotions that you've won at previous clubs, how does it compare at this point now?
I think the determination and the feeling and the togetherness with the group is very similar to a lot of them, probably even more so here. Because I think that hunger, a lot of the teams that I'd worked with before and some of the players I'd worked with before, we'd been promoted when I was at Hamilton and went back down a couple of seasons before we went back up. The Norwich players had been in the Premier League, so they knew what it was like to get up there. These boys have never been there, so I sense a real sort of desperation to go and try and put that right.
Is that quite exciting too, to have a group of players that have actually not done it yet?
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant, honestly. I love working with them. Their attitudes are first class, and like you say, I don't really look at any of the interviews for the players or that, but it doesn't surprise me that Ben's sort of determination, as is the rest of the squad, is we want to go and try and do as well as we can.
I watched you down at Ipswich. It wasn't your best performance, was it? And you were quite critical of the team afterwards. So fair to say that this lot have not seen the best of North End, and far from it.
No, I think we've got a score to settle there. We've got a point to prove, really. So if you look at that team that sort of took the field, and when you go into any game, you would hope that it's strong enough to win the game. I think certainly the goals that we did concede as well were really poor. The free kick isn't a great one that changes the game, because it puts him 1-0 up going into half-time. And then certainly the second half performance was really disappointing. I think it's the only time I've apologised to the fans since I've been here. And I think that apology was merited, because that certainly wasn't good enough.
You've moved on since then, though, haven't you, as a team?
Yeah, I think we have. I think individually we've got a lot better. I think collectively we've got a lot better. And I think determination that we're showing at the moment and the sort of passion that we've got for our team and our club is we're at the top end of that at the moment.
So no shouting till Saturday now?
I'm going to try and save my voice a wee bit, yeah.